Welcome into the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. Got a good show today, folks. We got an old friend back, and I am happy to say we're going to talk some haunted hotels today in one of my most favorite places in the country. I'm sure it's hers, too. And we're going to talk haunted French Quarter hotels, part of the Haunted America series. I have the book right here, and I thoroughly enjoyed it this past weekend. In between watching my Vikings lose this weekend, it was a soothing salve to a horrible victory, a horrible loss, not victory. Gosh, I wish it was a victory, but it was a horrible loss. But I'll tell you, this book was boy, I love this book, and it brought me right back. I got to tell you, it's been probably, 16 years now since I've been in New Orleans, but I'm itching to go back. I will tell you guys before we bring her in that there may be a trip in 2027 to New Orleans that myself and one other popular paranormal host may be doing. So stay tuned for that because we may be going there into Myrtle's Plantation. So keep your eyes and ears out. So we may be doing that as well. Nicole Beauchamp is a world-renowned paranormal researcher from Bay City, Michigan. She holds a bachelor's degree in applied science from Siena Heights University and works as a licensed massage therapist. In 2009, she founded the Tri-City Ghost Hunter Society and has since investigated haunted sites worldwide. Her work has been featured in national and international publications, including That's Life magazine, The Belfast Telegraph, and Sunday World. Nicole has authored several books in Arcadia Publishing's Haunted America series, including Haunted Bay City, Michigan, Haunted Detroit, Haunted Bars and Pubs of Michigan, and Haunted French Quarter Hotels, which I have right here. This lovely book right here, her passion for history and the paranormal fuels her mission to heighten readers about the spirit realm. And I want to welcome her back to Darkness Radio, Nicole Beauchamp. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, what an honor. Thank you for having me back.
It's a pleasure to have you back, Nicole. So let's talk passion for the French Quarter and New Orleans. Tell me, first of all, what's got you stoked up about the French Quarter?
Well, so my father helped out with the Hurricane Katrina relief efforts. He went down with the Red Cross, mm-hmm. and he wanted to, he had like quite a bit of trauma from that experience. But 5 years after that, he wanted to take my mother and I to New Orleans and check on the people of the city and see how they were doing, and wanted to introduce my mother and I to the city. So we all kind of jumped in the car and went on our way. And when I arrived, I felt totally in love. Loved the architecture, loved the energy of the city and the people. And, you know, it just kind of became, I guess, my home away from home. And I began frequenting, I guess, New Orleans and the French Quarter so often that they now call me the local who is not a local. And to top it all off, I have a fiance who's actually from New Orleans. So, I mean, that was like serendipitous.
Yeah.
So I live that, I guess, Louisiana, New Orleans culture every day of my life. And it's just such a big part of who I am now. So, yeah, it's a wonderful place. And I believe, you know, sometimes people go there and it's just like it resonates with them. And you know, the people that go there and it doesn't, like, you know, those just aren't my people, I guess.
Something about the area, right? Once you get ingratiated in the area, you feel like you've always been, right?
Yes, and just like the welcoming nature of the people there, and it's I don't know, it's, you know, I'm very into the paranormal and always have been, and it was kind of one place that I felt very, very normal. I mean, here it's like, yes, I get a lot of love and respect. I'm not going to say I don't, but, you know, people look at me as like almost awestruck. Like they almost can't believe that I, you know, do stuff with the paranormal. Whereas down in New Orleans, I'm one of many. I fit in very well. And, you know, that you just can't, I mean, you just can't create that. I mean, it's just either it's meant to be or it's not. And New Orleans is kind of just my place, my happy place.
I think, too, is it safe to say that the paranormal spirits and whatnot, it's just baked into the culture. It's just there and it's just something to be accepted.
Yep, it most certainly is. They embrace it 100%.
Yeah, and so it's just a normal everyday thing, much like going to get your coffee and your beignets, or going to work, doing whatever it is you need to get done during the day. It's just part of life, and it, the spirits exist alongside you. It's not really a big deal, and I think maybe sometimes we tend to make it a bigger deal than what it is, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm from a smaller town, and of course, like I said, there's a lot of people here with a lot of that interest in the paranormal, but a lot of people don't do it actively. Like they don't ghost hunt or research it or travel to stay at haunted places, So it's almost like I'm an anomaly, but like I said, when you go there and into Louisiana or New Orleans, anywhere down there, it seems like, people just they love the ghosts and the legends, and it's just part of the culture. So it's a beautiful place to be.
Now, you write in the book that, and I don't remember who it was you quoted in the book, they said they think the veil is thinner there. Do you believe the veil is thinner there? And why?
To some degree, I do, and I think there's so much spirituality there. There's so many people that so many not only so many people that have passed through, of course, New Orleans over the course of time, but it's one of the oldest cities, if not the oldest city in our country. And there's been a lot of tragedies there. There's been a lot of like heinous acts that have taken place there. So it's not really surprising, I guess, that it's kind of riddled with spirits. But I think based on all of that there does tend to be much more paranormal activity there than really anywhere else in the United States.
Do you think too that the amount of, especially in the French Quarter, the amount of energy from good energy, like the amount of partying, the amount of good times, the amount of revelry, I don't mean to get bawdy on the program, the amount of love making, the amount of that type of energy maybe brings the spirits back in, saying, you know what, maybe I want to be a part of it one more time.
Well, they are a resilient bunch down there in New Orleans, and I guess you would have to be. I mean, living below sea level, you have to be resilient. But yeah, I mean, I don't see why that kind of nature would like die off after you die, because if your energy is going to linger, I think all of it will linger.
Yeah, I would think so too. I mean, let's face it, if you want to, if you had the choice of either being stuck in a haunted jail or being stuck in New Orleans in the French Quarter, I'd take French Quarter every day, right?
Me too.
Every single time. If you told me get stuck in Lafitte, get stuck in Eastern State University, Eastern State Penitentiary, I almost said university. I don't know why. Eastern State Penitentiary, I'm taking Lafitte over Eastern State Penitentiary every single time,
Yeah,
right?
for sure.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I would as well. It's very fun. Not only is it haunted, but it's extremely fun. And I know everybody says, oh, there's more to do than drink down there, but that's what I mean. Like, you can just kind of walk around and explore, and it seems like every time I go, even if it's a year apart or even a couple months apart, like there's always different shops that I have not seen before, different people like that are walking around. Everybody's dressed up depending on the time of year. Always a different kind of get up, but dressed up nonetheless, and it's a blast.
Now, you had mentioned your father. I'm curious, as I was reading the book, you talk about he had those horrendous and horrific experiences with Hurricane Katrina. Had he opened up to you about specific stuff with Hurricane Katrina, or did he tend to bury those experiences?
No, he definitely talked about them, and he told us a little bit about what he had done when he was down there with the Red Cross. So He pulled people from like rooftops and waterlogged roads. And, you know, so he was like actively helping to rescue people down there. And they also stationed him at the Superdome, and he was passing out water bottles. And I don't know if he was passing out food. I think possibly food as well. But he told us like how basically he passed out the last couple water bottles, and, you know, people were just so desperate, like they hadn't eaten or drank anything in, you know, so much time, and they were just like beside themselves, starving and thirsty. And he kind of recalled like to my mother and I just how painful that was, like, mm-hmm. To have to basically say to these people that are suffering so badly, hey, I don't have any more to give you. And so, you know, he often cried about it. It was very hard for him to watch the news on it. He would watch it occasionally, but it always usually resulted in tears. So he would then like go on to change it. But I know he wondered for, you know, that whole 5 year span before my mother and I actually went there, he wondered like, how are the people getting by? Like, is the city going to be okay? Like, you know, did everybody kind of overcome this kind of situation? So I believe that, you know, it weighed heavily on his mind for a very long time.
I kind of think that first time back for him had to be, there had to be an enormous amount of anxiety, right? I mean, just knowing that you're going to put boots on the ground in the exact same place you left, that felt like such an overwhelming situation. Like there was no way, it seemed like, to rectify a situation. You knew eventually it would come back, or you would hope it would come back, but mm-hmm. it's too much for one person to try and rectify. One person can't make it all better. You know, it really does take a unified effort and a sustained effort in order to bring a city of that size back, mm-hmm. and over a sustained time. And really, it, you know, in the case of your father, it really takes not just one person, but a lot of people to come up and say, you know, this isn't, there's nothing here that you could do individually. You did everything you could. God bless you. You went there and you did everything you could.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something to be proud of, not something to mourn, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he has since passed away. So unfortunately, he didn't, you know, get to see this book come out or anything, but, you know, I was thinking about this the other day because I was asked to speak at the Louisiana Book Festival, which was such an honor, but I went there and there was this book that I purchased, and it was all about like the experiences of the Hurricane Katrina survivors. And I thought that was really cool. I ended up actually buying two of them, but then I was like kind of bummed. Because I was like, man, you know, my dad's story didn't really get told in that book. And I know he would have liked to be a part of that, you know, and mm-hmm. talk about his experience and all that. But then I remembered that I talked about his experience in my book. So it's kind of, I guess, my way of keeping him and his memory alive.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm glad you did. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's important that I think everybody's stories continue to live on from that horrible tragedy, and that we don't forget that tragedy, because it seems like no matter how much paint we put over that tragedy, there are tragedies that have happened in New Orleans that need to be remembered. You know, the horrible fires that happened in New Orleans. And Hurricane Katrina, we need to continue to remember, because there's still shockwaves from Hurricane Katrina that reverberate to this day.
Oh yes, most definitely. And yeah. It's just terrible. You know, a lot of the underprivileged communities there, like how they were treated and how they were painted by the media. And I mean, obviously we could get really political about this, but I think the big message here is that, like, Sometimes people are just starving. Sometimes people are just suffering, and they need resources or help or whatever it is, and they don't have it. So, I think it's good to have these kind of proper books that accurately depict, the nature of the situation. There's a documentary on Netflix called Come Hell or High Water, and that's kind of really does a deep dive into like what was actually happening in New Orleans, and the suffering that people endured very, very in detail. So it just kind of makes and other people look at it in a whole new light and say, okay, like, yeah, they were, these people were stealing stuff from grocery stores, but like the grocery stores were gonna have to throw that stuff out anyway. These people didn't eat for weeks, I mean, we would all do that probably in that situation. So it's good to, I guess, put out accurate information and accounts of what actually happened to try to get rid of that misinformation that kind of gets out there, and then people, think, oh, New Orleans is just such a crime-ridden place. I mean, and I don't think any more than other places, but it's just one of those things.
Exactly. And there's also, when you look at the other side of it, the humanity that showed up to, and not only showed up, but the humanity that was there inside New Orleans, the people that gathered together to try to help one another to survive such a tragedy. You have to look at the other side of it, the light side of it, that
For sure.
the inspiring stories that overwhelmingly are there. That's the part that gets right to your heart, I mean,
Oh yeah.
there's more of those stories than there are anybody, looting a store to try to survive. I throw that out, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not judging anybody who's in that situation because like I said, I'd be doing the same thing if I was in that situation. Like, times are tough financially, for a lot of people right now. And so, sometimes, not that I condone any sort of crime really, but with desperate times call for desperate measures occasionally. And we don't know how we're going to react in that situation until we're in it. Thank God we haven't been in it, but it's unfortunate for those who have, and we just have to kind of know in our heart that they were just trying to do the right thing for themselves and their families.
You've got some, and as we're about maybe 3 minutes away from a break here, you've got some interesting stories about these different hotels. Now, I want to stay on the subject of your father here real quick before we go to break. Now, your father was a huge paranormal enthusiast, and you go to this on this trip with your parents to New Orleans. Tell me about the hotel where you go, where he's really wanting to be shown this, the fact that the paranormal exists, because he is a healthy skeptic, right? When you first go.
Yeah, he is. He is for sure.
Okay. So you go there and you're the first one to have the experience, right? And he doesn't believe it.
So, well, the thing is like it's a little complex. So he was skeptical, but he did believe in the paranormal, but he really just kind of would keep kind of blow you off if you were like, oh, check out, hear about this experience that I had, because he wanted to have it. So it was like if it didn't happen to him, like it didn't happen kind of thing. But we ended up staying at the Bourbon Orleans Hotel, which is one of the most haunted hotels in the city of New Orleans, and they have upwards of 20 ghosts at it.
Wow. Well, if you don't see a ghost at the Bourbon Orleans, I think you might have a hard time seeing one, period.
It's definitely one of those places where, a lot of people do have those experiences, and there's all kinds of different spirits there.
So, what is it that you see that he didn't see then?
Well, I had a couple experiences there. So the first one, I was in the bathroom and I was getting ready to go down to the pool with my mom. So my dad went out kind of exploring the city. My mom went down to the pool, and I was like telling my mom, okay, I'll meet you. I just got to change into my swimsuit. So I'm in the bathroom of our hotel room, which is room 644, the most haunted room. And I'm getting ready, and I hear somebody enter the hotel room. And I said, you know, what the heck? Like, I know my parents are did not hike back up here, you know? And I'm like, Mom, Dad, you know, you out there? No answer. And I at first I thought, okay, maybe it's another room, like an adjacent room, but then I saw like some shadows moving under the door. So I was like, oh, somebody's actually in here. So I kept calling out and there was nothing. So I kind of wrapped a towel around myself and opened the door and peeked my head out and didn't see anybody. So I said, you know, I'm not sure what's going on there. So I shut the door and all of a sudden I hear what sounds like someone knocking on the door, like an actual person knocking on the door. And I can hear what sounds like long fingernails, like rapping the door as well. Like you can hear kind of the click, click of them. And so at this point now I'm terrified because I just looked out, I saw nobody was in the room, and now somebody's knocking on the bathroom door. So I like got down and I looked under the space that was under the door, and I could see like shoes that were facing the door and in this long tunic that kind of overlapped the shoes. And I began freaking out a little bit. At first, my thought was definitely not it was that it was paranormal. I thought it was, you know, a person that had gotten into a room. And so I hurry up and change, and I like flung the door open, and once again, nobody was there. So I bolted down to the pool, told my mom about it, and later at dinner, I told my dad about it, and he was like, you know, I don't know. I don't really think that probably happened, you know, or happened the way that you're saying it happened. And I'm like, Dad, I'm for real. Like, there was no housekeeping team that came into the room, I promise you. But, you know, oh, he loved to kind of argue and pick a little bit. So this was just very fitting, you know.
All right. Well, like most dads, you got to kind of call, you got to kind of call the kid out, right? Just to see, and we'll leave it for the book to see if dad really saw what you saw. So we'll let people see for themselves. We'll call it that. But this is the book right here, and I encourage you to go get it. We have a link in the description of this program. Haunted French Quarter Hotels is part of the Haunted America series. Nicole Beauchamp is our guest. And when we come back, we'll talk about a couple of different things, about a couple of different hotels inside the French Quarter. I want to talk a little bit, Nicole, about one of the hotels that was built in the city about, well, actually a lot of the different hotels were built by immigrants, but one in particular. And then I want to talk about one of the hotels. Actually, I want to talk about about a cannibal story. I think the one I'm talking about, that happened at the, was it the St. Louis Hotel? And actually, I want to talk about the slave trade, in St. Louis as well. Which I think that's the one I'm thinking about. That was the St. Louis Hotel. There's some, boy, you really have outdone yourself with this book. Nicole, there's stories here about the Andrew Jackson Hotel, about the Dauphine Orleans Hotel. There's some really, really great ghost stories here. And if you're a fan of the paranormal and haunted hotels, and the history of New Orleans, the actual history of New Orleans. I encourage you folks to pick this book up, get this book right now. Again, we have a link in the description of this program. I was riveted to this book, folks. I love the city of New Orleans. I was enthralled with it when I was there, spent time in the French Quarter. I actually did a haunted trip with Chad Kalick. I hosted a haunted trip with Chad Kalick way back in the day. That's how old I am. But when I was there, I had the time of my life. And to see the sights there and then to actually relive it through this book was amazing. So I encourage you to go get this book, Haunted French Quarter Hotels. Again, it's part of the Haunted America series. When we come back, we'll talk to Nicole about the slave trade, a potential cannibal in New Orleans, and much, much more. Right here with Nicole Beauchamp on the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. My guest is author Nicole Beauchamp. This is the book right here. It's called Haunted French Quarter Hotels. It is part of the Haunted America series, and it's a good one, folks. We have a link in the description of this program. I want you to go ahead and pick it up. Like I said, I want to say it was 16, 17 years ago. It might have been more. I was in New Orleans, but it brought me right back there. Good memories too. You know, on that that trip I was on, part of the American Ghost Hunter tours, Chip Coffey was with us on that tour. There were a bunch of other. Katrina Weidman was with us on that tour. We had a good time. I don't want to say some of the after hours stuff we did, but we had a good time on that tour. Someday maybe there will be a book. I'll just put it that way. But we had a really good time on that trip. The group we brought with us, we had a really good time on that trip as well. But I remember this much. I had one too many hand grenades, one too many hurricanes. I remember that. And I remember having a really good time at Lafitte's. There are still incriminating pictures from Lafitte's as well. But the book, Haunted French, I shouldn't sit here and reminisce in front of you, Nicole, and then you'd be like,
No, you're fine. This is bringing back memories for me, too.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even on that trip.
But Haunted French Quarter Hotels, excellent book, folks. I just say that in tribute to the book because as I'm reading through the book and seeing all these sites, there's wonderful pictures in here as well of different sites. And you know, I'm reading through and going through different locations and whatnot, it brings back memories of walking around town and seeing different sites. And flashing back to wonderful memories. And I'm like, you know what? I got to get back. You just keep saying, I got to get back. Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we got to go pretty frequently, a couple times a year, especially for my fiance.
Yeah,
so, and not a hardship for me.
and here's where the, you know, we were talking about Hurricane Katrina and the discrepancy or the between, I think everybody thinks, well, great vacation destination, right? And they long for the touristy side. But then, you know, you don't see the actual culture of the city, right? You don't actually ingratiate yourself to the actual culture. I think there's a difference between ingratiating yourself to the touristy side, but not actually getting to know the city. And there's definitely a difference, isn't there?
There is, but, you know, there's a great book called Beyond Bourbon Street. I don't know if you've ever really checked it out, but way back when I bought it, when it was being sold at the NOLA t-shirt shop in the French Quarter. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's from a local who, you know, tells you kind of like gives you suggestions of other places to explore outside of, you know, just going to Bourbon Street and getting drinks. And There's a whole podcast actually about it. But yeah, there's many, many different neighborhoods in the city, all worth visiting. And there's definitely a lot to do other than just get drunk. I mean, yeah, it's fun to get, you know, go to New Orleans and publicly drink. Like, I mean, I can't do that where I live, you know, so
yeah,
it's fun. It's certainly fun to go do that. But, you know, their culture is worth getting to know. And they have many, many shops that are outside of, you know, new like the French Quarter, that especially like Magazine Street in the Garden District, like that's a really cool place to go kind of spend your money. And mm-hmm. You're supporting a lot of small businesses. And yeah, so I would definitely recommend checking out that book, Beyond Bourbon Street, because I think it'll give people, if you know, if they're kind of stuck on like what else can I do there, I'll give you some ideas.
That's a good recommendation. My aunt, when I was younger, much younger, when I think I was probably in high school at the time, high school or right before I was in college, she went down there. She's a photographer and went down there and basically photographed the culture of the actual area. Everything from cemetery photography to photographing people on the street, just getting people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
And doing just that intimate photography of
I love that
different people. Yeah, it was just immersing yourself in the culture of the city and getting different portraits, which was amazing. I thought it was just amazing. So, you know, it's always fun to tell people stories. I think and being able to do that, being able to immerse yourself in the culture of a city, and when you go and take a vacation, not just, I mean, it's fun to do touristy stuff, right? But to be able to actually absorb the culture of the place you're in, I think is a lot more fun too. There's such a thing as dark tourism. Is this the segue I'm making here? And I think you do a brilliant job of getting the flavor of some of the more darker aspects of New Orleans as well. There's a story you have in the book that is absolutely disturbing, and I'm turning to it here. I cringed when I read it. I went, "Are you kidding me?" When I started to read it, and it started out innocently enough. It started out with the story of a man named Zach, and Zach marries a woman named Lana, who's a stripper in New Orleans. And was this at the, I'm trying to remember the name of the hotel. I'm trying to get it here as I'm.
The Omni Royal Orleans Hotel?
Yes.
Omni
Royal Orleans Hotel. Yeah. And was it Lana was working there at the time? Was that what it was? Is that how Zach met her?
Nope. So,
Zach was working there too, right?
So Zach, didn't end up actually frequenting that hotel until much later, like in the last, pretty much on the last day of his life. He, I know it's quite a long story. But basically he ended up, with Lana, they ended up having, kids together. And he kind of strayed and went off and met someone else, and Lana couldn't get a hold of him. And to make a long story short, at the very last day before he was, or I should say that evening before he ended his life, he went to the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel and had a few drinks. I guess he was just pretty much getting as numb as possible. And then he threw himself over the railing of the side of the rooftop bar. So,
didn't he also put 28 cigarette burns into himself?
He did. Yep.
And it was something like one for every year he had. It wasn't it one for, yep. every, one for
it
every,
was like one for every year he deemed himself a failure. It was like, yeah. And that was how old he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like every year of his life.
And then there's this all links to a murder, a grisly murder, which I will leave for the book because folks, let's just say dinner is served and it's, I'll leave it at that. The details will turn your stomach and you won't want to eat afterwards.
Yeah, it's definitely not for the faint-hearted.
Right.
But the thing is with, you know, tackling a project like this one, you have to sometimes talk about, I guess, stories like this one. And it can be challenging because you have to keep in mind that while Zach is gone and his girlfriend is now gone, his family is very much still alive and her family is still alive and their friends that they, you know, friends or acquaintances that they knew in New Orleans are all still alive. So
yeah,
you gotta be, you know, you gotta write it in such a way that it's respectful and tactful and all of that.
And Zach Bowen is a guy who survived Hurricane Katrina with his girlfriend at the time, Annie. The two of them literally rode out the storm and became famous in the area for staying in the French Quarter, correct?
Yes.
I mean, yep. Like some sort of weird Bonnie and Clyde that decided they were going to live off the land. They were barbecuing out in the middle of a disaster area.
Yep. Yep, they were surviving on the streets, basically, when nothing else was around there. And they were just kind of, I guess, reveling in this newfound life that they had created after the storm. And then, of course, you know, like everything does... we get back to reality and they just didn't know how to cope with being back in reality.
Isn't that something? And that goes to show you, I mean, I shouldn't say that goes to show you, but that shows you that sometimes when someone is mentally ill, there are signs you do need to help that person. You need to go get that person help. And I think we can get stuck in our own worlds and not want to reach out. And there is a lesson in here. Lana, his wife, could see that there was something wrong. He did disappear and she chose not to pursue him. That was one. I think there were probably people around him that knew that there was something wrong and they chose not to look for him.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, is like that people oftentimes put on, you know, a very bubbly, positive demeanor, and in many cases, you know, they may be suffering with X, Y, and Z, but a lot of people, especially on social media, you see this, where people don't want to kind of let on, you know, what's actually going on in their personal lives. They want to paint their lives as being much more exciting than they are. And, you know, there's just a lot of pressure, I think, in society to make, you know, to kind of, it's like keeping up with the Joneses, but in not Facebook, but Instagram, it's especially bad because, you know, people want to look better than, you know, this other person, or they want to come across like they get out more or they do this more. You know, it's like there's just this societal pressure, I think. And so you have people that are deeply struggling with mental illness who then have to kind of assimilate into society, and they're just kind of making like everything's okay when it's really like the house is burning down from within, but, you know, nobody would be able to tell. I mean, maybe there might be a little sign here or there, but I mean, that's kind of what was going on with Zach. I mean, he was mentally really going through it and just had this kind of charismatic nature about him and kind of was able to, I guess, make people think that, you know, all was fine when it wasn't.
Yeah. The Omni Royal Orleans Hotel was also the site of many a slave trade. In fact, in the 1800s, there was a pavilion in which you have a picture of it here in the book, where they did auctions. They auctioned not just slaves, but they auctioned other commodities as well, but they treated people like commodities.
Mm-hmm.
If I can quote from the book here, I have it open right now. Prices were set with clinical detachment, $750 for a husband, $550 for a wife, and $250 for each child. Transactions concluded with formal documentation transferring the individual in the buyer as property, thus perpetuating their subjugation. The gritty details of these transactions were observed by spectators like George Buckingham, who happened on an auction while passing through the rotunda during its reopening in 1842 and provided personal testimony about the blatant inhumanity he witnessed. And the notoriety of the rotunda, of course, gets written about in 1852 in Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah.
That's how world famous this rotunda was.
Yeah, that chapter was definitely, I would say possibly the darkest chapter I've written out of any of my books. I mean, you know, you go from massive slave trade, which is horrific, and you're reading all of these harrowing details, and then you go straight into a very, very heinous murder, possibly one of the most heinous in all of history that down there. And, you know, it kind of puts a damper on your mood for a little bit, you know, but it's got to be told. These are the stories of what have happened at, you know, these hotels. These are the true stories.
And if I may, Nicole, I'm not trying to throw away too many spoilers here about the book, but it's just, it's an incredibly powerful image. When the rotunda comes down because of different natural disasters, if I can show this to the people on video, this right here is a postcard commemorating the rotunda as it comes down. They made postcards out of it to remember it.
I know. And then they had that lady who was actually sold at the rotunda stand up there and take a picture on that block.
Yeah.
Like that's like taking a picture of someone standing in Auschwitz, like that survived Auschwitz, and then turning it into a postcard. Like it's very,
it's disturbing. It's disgusting.
Yes. It's so wrong. I don't know what they were thinking, but I mean, you know, they had very different views back then than we do today. So
yeah,
I don't know. I wasn't around obviously at the time, but, I can't imagine I would have ever wanted to purchase that postcard.
And yet to this day, there's still reports of African-American ghosts that are there.
Yep. There's several former slaves that have been spotted on the property. There's a girl, a former slave girl, that sits on the stairs in outside the lobby, and she just wails. Like she's sitting on the stairs and just crying very loudly. And this has been, you know, seen by many, many people that have passed through this hotel. But one man in particular had encountered her and kind of went to the front desk and said, "Hey, you gonna do something about that girl that's crying on the stairs?" And the front desk was like, we don't see or hear a girl crying down the stairs. We don't know what you're talking about. And so he kind of got really upset, and he's like, "What do you mean? How can you not hear her?" So he just, like, obviously, you know, was very, very stressed by the situation, understandably so. But then there was another lady who was staying in one of the hotel rooms, because many, many people say that they see who they believe to be former slaves in their hotel rooms. And so she had just gotten done taking a shower. She stepped outside of the bathroom door, you know, obviously was going to get probably her pajamas on or something like that. And at the window, there was a man who was all shackled up, just staring out at the window. And so she picked up a wine bottle, and, you know, she didn't know it was like a ghost. She thought it was someone that had busted in her room. She was going to go clock him over the head with the wine bottle, and he just disappeared.
Wow.
In front of her. So.
Wow. Yeah. To me, that's such a, it's so disheartening to me to think that the souls of those poor people that have already suffered in life may be sitting around in that area in death, because that area was not a good area in their lifetime. I mean, now, of course, it's a beautiful hotel, but what is it that they're seeing in their incarnation there? Maybe, okay, as you know, as a paranormal investigator, maybe that's just a residual energy. Maybe that's not their soul. Maybe their soul truly has moved on. It's gone to a different plane. Maybe that's just residual energy that's sitting there. And maybe that isn't their true soul, right?
Well, that's what kind of, I think of it like a trauma imprint. You know, and sometimes I think trauma imprints can be different. I mean, a lot of people say, at places like Auschwitz or other concentration camps, like, they're eerily quiet. So you can kind of get some of that, where it's like there's not a whole lot of, I guess, engagement with the outside world. But then you have other places where there's people sobbing or crying or mourning or, you know, whatever it may be. And so... it's just, I think, different flavors are kind of the same thing. Like, you get that trauma imprint, and it's just like hard to shake it. Like, it's just almost like in the land at this point. You know what I mean? It's that kind of history is just part of the hotel that stands today, even.
Yeah, yeah. There's one more trauma implant I want to talk about. You, and then we can wrap up today. There's another hotel called the Hotel Monteleone in New Orleans on Royal Street there. As you describe it, one of your favorite themes, you say, is the New Orleans inspired Disney film The Princess and the Frog, and the Hotel Monteleone is one of those type of hotels. It absolutely looks like a royal hotel. I mean, it has that type of theme. One of its most famous deaths has to do with Innis Patterson. Innis Patterson, and I can let you take over the story from there, and what happened with Innis Patterson.
Yeah, so she was a great writer, and she had a lot of inner turmoil after losing her husband. And, she, you know, she would go out with her friends and whatnot, but they kind of noticed that something was not quite right with her mood. And she decided to, you know, she was at the Hotel Monteleone, I believe, on the 12th floor. And, she decided to end her life, and she basically jumped out the window and fell, you know, all the way to the cement, and sustained terrible injuries and passed away shortly thereafter. But people say that while they are, I can't remember, I want to say it's the 12th floor. That's what my memory is saying, but I'm thinking 11th. But anyway, nonetheless, whatever floor she ended her life on, people say that when they stay on that floor, they often will see a woman that looks like her with her, you know, her head just kind of hovering outside of the glass, watching in. Yeah. And, you know, whoever's in the room, like, getting ready for bed or whatever, they will see her. So that's a pretty creepy story, I think. It's sad. I mean, of course, tragic and horrible. Like, you know, we never want to see anybody, you know, kill themselves or you know, suffer emotionally the way that she had, but I think the part that makes it so creepy is just this idea that, you know, you're on an upper floor of a hotel. You think in many cases you're safe there because, you know, you don't have the prying eyes from people on the street or whatever it may be. And nonetheless, you are still being watched by someone who has been deceased. So
right.
It's very, very unsettling.
You do a wonderful job of graphically describing her death. I'll leave that for the book so people can read that and absorb it, because trauma imprints a very good way of putting it. I don't believe her. I would like to think her soul is not sitting there showing her just her head when people go to stay there. I would like to think that is a trauma imprint of her head floating there. The sad part of this is that her husband commits suicide, and that's why she's so despondent. I mean, she's wanting to join her husband, right? She's not able to stay in this world. She has a friend who's telling her, you know, you need to cheer up. And it's not so bad. You know, the life is okay. She's using sleeping pills to try and get to sleep at night because she's not able to sleep. She's so despondent. She's missing her husband.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I can't take it anymore. Cuts a hole in the screen. Boom, out the window. Right.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I think we've all been at that point at some time or another. We've all had that love of our life that we just go, God, I don't know how I'm going to move on without him, you know, but I don't, you know, it's that, you know, there's that trigger there, you know, are we actually going to go to that point where we don't want to be here anymore? Maybe we feel like we don't want to be here anymore, but are we actually going to take that, you know, that step?
Mm-hmm.
Innes did. But she took one of the most painful ways of doing it, which is like you pointed out, Nicole, flinging herself out of a high story window.
Exactly.
That is one of the most horrendous ways to do it, because if you don't die on impact or you don't die of a heart attack on the way down, you're in an extreme amount of pain until you expire.
Yeah, I mean, I think she shattered like most of her limbs, like all at the same time.
Yeah.
And her skull too.
Yeah.
It's just, it's brutal. Like, that's the thing, you know, there's with this book in particular, like I said before, with the Zach and Addie story, like these stories are not just, you know, light kind of friendly ghost stories. Like they're intense and they're brutal in a lot of cases.
There is one, and I'll leave it for the book, but there is one lighter story from the hotel where they do that. It's kind of indicative of New Orleans in that we just kind of work alongside the ghosts and they're just kind of part of our culture, where they do see a little girl in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
And they catch her on before, you know, before digital cameras, they, you know, they had the Instamatic, not the Instamatic, but the, you know, the film cameras. And they catch, you have a picture here in the book of the pastry chef at the Hotel Monteleone, where they sensed a presence. So they just took a picture of the ghost, and almost, you know, people would, if they looked at it, they say, oh, that was Photoshop, but they didn't have Photoshop back then.
Exactly. And the photo that they sent me, I mean, you can clearly tell it was taken with like a film camera, you know, like,
yeah,
it's not, the best quality, but, and I also did reverse image searches on that because I was like, my first thought, I'll be honest, when I saw it, I was like, that's got to be some sort of an app that has a little girl in there.
Or an image laid on top of an image, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it might be something like that, but I looked it up. I researched it. Other people had looked into it and researched it. Like, we couldn't find nothing. And the lady who sent it to me actually worked at that hotel, and I'm not sure if she was actually the one who took the picture or one of the other kitchen staff, but I'm inclined to believe her. And you know, she was obviously there in that moment and working there at the time. So I'm very inclined to believe her. But I do think that photo is really interesting. And I love, 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 love how, you know, it's depicting a ghost that is, you know, a person of color. And I love that because, you know, New Orleans is not super whitewashed. You know, we have many, many different types of cultures across that city. And I love too, like some of the ghosts, they speak Spanish and French, and you know what I mean? Like, I think what makes New Orleans so amazing is the diversity there. So I just love that a lot of these ghosts are just not, you know, they kind of line up with the culture and the history. So
yeah, exactly. Beautiful. And I think that's a good place to end it today. It's just this young girl that's hanging out in the kitchen.
Yep.
And you know what? They just accept her. She's there, you know, she's part of the staff, you know?
And they, exactly.
And they just keep cooking along with her, and it's okay. You know, she's just there. And that's part of what I love about that culture is it's just, yeah, she's there. That's her. That's Emily. Yeah. So, but you know, that's, and there are a lot of those types of stories here in this wonderful book. Here it is right here, folks. And we have a link in the description of this program. This is it right here. Haunted French Quarter Hotels, part of the Haunted America series. Nicole Beauchamp is our guest, and she's the author of this wonderful book. And again, you can get it in the link in the description of this program. Nicole, I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was really a lot of fun.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Folks, that'll do it for today, for this week. As a matter of fact, I want to thank you so much for continuing to listen and support the program. Again, if you like what you hear, give us a like and subscribe if you're watching us on video. If you are listening to us on podcast, give us a 5-star review and tell us what you like about the program. Also, recommend us to a friend or a colleague or even a family member. We'd appreciate it if you would. Also, if you're listening to this program, you're not watching the program on video, it's real simple. We're the Original Darkness Radio on YouTube, or if you just go to darknessradioshow.com, you can listen and watch all in the same spot. So there you go. That's how you get the program. Darknessradioshow.com for all your needs. Darkness Radio. You can check out fun events, cool swag, all that other stuff at darknessradioshow.com. Again, we're coming up on the weekend, folks, and it's getting a little colder out there. People may need some cleaning done before the winter moves in. You may need some stuff done around the house, especially if you're disabled or you are elderly. You have some elderly neighbors or some family members or disabled family members or some people in the community that need some stuff done. Maybe some fall cleanup that needs to be done. Take a look around your community. Maybe there's somebody that's in need of some help. Be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. Get out there and help. Just a message from your friends here at Darkness Radio. We'd greatly appreciate it. For Jessica Freeberg, for Mally Fox, for Beer City Bruiser, I'm Tim Dennis. Thank you so much for continuing to support us here on the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.